This is GQDN for Thursday, February 5th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest after you get Questworthy. You get 25% off of your purchase. Go do that. And by patreon.com/groupquest, and of course by stackup.org. In today's news, there's a t-shirt for you if you want it. Epic Games is giving away a game too. PlayStation's got stuff on sale. But we gotta get through some very hard stuff, such as a Blizzard president still supports some AI exploration. But that can wait, because we have the Nintendo Direct that happened today. Game Informer's got one part, Polygon's got the other, because there's a lot to go over. They opened with Orbitals. Now, becoming this summer? Yeah, this summer. And you'll be out in space, teaming up with friends. Looks pretty good. Paranormastic, The Mermaid's Curse, drops February 19th. That's coming from Square Enix. Captain Tsubasa, World Fighters, well, that's number two, is also coming this year. A little bit of a fighting game. Tokyo Scramble, also coming February 11th to Switch 2. Valheim is coming this year, because this is going to be a survival game. Hollow Knight has a Switch 2 edition. Yeah, that award winner is coming to Switch 2. And that is today. eFootball Kickoff, soccer game, is also coming this year, along with The Adventures of Elliot, The Millennium Tales, June 18th for Switch 2. Another Square Enix game, which you're a time traveler for a little something. It's an HD 2D game. And of course, the Bomberman Collection, Super Bomberman Collection, comes out today and has a Switch 2 edition where you could relive the legacy of Bomberman. So go throw your bombs. Just don't throw it at Final Fantasy. The Final Fantasy VII Rebirth will be coming June 3rd to Switch 2. Pretty good game, I'm just saying. Then came Pragmata. This is a Capcom puzzle shooter game that'll be coming to Switch 2 on April 24th. We've seen this before. And some of the sci-fi action will go live later today. But if not that, then maybe you want to try out Turok Origins, coming out this fall. No date, but it is coming this fall. Kyoto Zandu will be coming this summer to Switch. And that's the extension of Falcom's Zundo series, where this will be an action RPG where students will improve their stats and hang out with some friends. And more ports that had opened up too. Digimon Story Time Stranger, July 10th. You can try that out. Grand Blue Fantasy Relink, July 9th. Should be interesting. Monster Hunter Stories 3, Twisted Reflections, March 13th. And some of the console archives and arcade archives, too, are now available today, along with some other ones, which would be Namco's Ridge Racer, the sequel of that one, Rave Racer, Ninja Gaiden 2, The Dark Sword of Chaos, Cool Borders, Sonic Wings Special, and Dormon. Then they went to a reel. They called it a sizzle reel, which did highlight Scott Pilgrim EX, March 3rd, Another End, Eden Begins, Summer 2026, Reanimal, February 13th, WWE 2K26, March 13th, Star Trek Voyager Across the Unknown, February 18th, Disney Dreamlight Valley Switch 2 Edition, March 25th, PGA Tour 2K26, February 6th, Codicep Begins Switch 2 Edition, July 16th, Goat Simulator, April 1st, Shadow Tactics Blades of Shogun, March 18th, Tales of Arise Beyond the Dawn Edition, May 22nd. But if you want a tale, try Resident Evil. Resident Evil Requiem will be coming to Switch 2 on February 27th. Then Bethesda showed up. Elder Scrolls 4, Oblivion Remastered, will be coming to Switch 2 sometime this year. And then Fallout 4, the Anniversary Edition, will also be coming to Switch 2. But why not? Indiana Jones and the Great Circle will be on Switch 2 on May 12th, 2026. There was also the Grand Blue Fantasy Relink, Endless Ragnarok as well, and Tokyo Scramble. This is going to be a puzzle game in Tokyo. Along with The Adventures of Elliot, The Millennium Tales. I might have said that one before, but that'll be coming on June 18th. But that's pretty much all of it. What did you think about the Nintendo Direct if you saw it? You can let me know at Joe Brums on social media. But did I just turn out to be a liar? According to Rock Paper Shotgun, the Steam machine is now delayed. And Valve did confirm that with the RAM shortages that will affect the price. Valve did announce that they pushed back the release plans for the new Steam machine, Steam controller, and Steam Frame VR headset. So instead of the early 2026 release window, Valve is now aiming to ship the hardware in the first half of the year. So they did make a post. Quote, "When we announced these products in November, we planned on being able to share specific pricing and launch dates by now. But the memory and storage shortages you've likely heard about across the industry have rapidly increased since then. The limited availability and growing prices of these critical components mean we must revisit our exact shipping schedule and pricing, especially around Steam Machine and Steam Frame. Our goal of shipping all three products in the first half of the year was not changed, but we have to do what we have to do to land on concrete pricing and launch dates that we can confidently announce. Being mindful on how quickly the circumstances around both of these things can change, but we will keep you updated as much as what we can as we finalize those plans as soon as possible." End quote. So they are looking at the first half of 2026 of this year, which means they got about 4 months to go. Just looking at a calendar. Now, that has nothing to do with AI, but the games do. And Blizzard Entertainment is going along with that. Eurogamer.net said that the Blizzard president said that they will be letting the dev teams to be able to utilize or explore whatever new technology is out there. And that was the president, Johanna Ferries, and she was talking during an Overwatch press conference at the Blizzard campus last week. Here's what she said. Quote, "I like when we are deviled in our approach. We want our dev teams to be able to utilize or explore whatever new technology is out there to the extent that they're comfortable doing with it what we believe is responsible. And a lot of those principles that are communicated are really around rooting in responsible choices." End quote. The principles that she was talking about was outlined internally to the staff. But according to Eurogamer, the staff was not there. Or better yet, the writer did not know what they were. The staff was there, but he didn't know what they were. Now, Ferries did go on to say, quote, "We do actually at Blizzard have a centralized governance team specifically focused on AI, and the role can be or should play in our development cycles. What's great about that is it's very cross-functional. So you're going to have voices from around the horn thinking about not just what's hot topic now, but where we do want to be 10 years from now. What's the implication on our teams? What's the implication on our values? How do we make sure that we don't stymie the opportunities for devs, artists, whomever, to want to play with new tools and play in the sandbox if it unlocks creativity or gets rid of drudgery or what have you? We want happy devs, right? But to the extent that it can be accelerant in our creative process, we also want to make sure that it's a responsible tool and aligned with how we want to show up as a company. So I feel very good in terms with the process we have in terms of vetting. Is it sure? It is safe. Is it values lead? But I keep it coming back to, I want the teams to feel safe, to explore to the extent that it drives joy in the work. And I think we have a good process, all up in terms of making sure we're doing it in a responsible manner." End quote. So they will be using AI, and they will be using AI pretty much as their own. Now, if you're looking at the holiday sales for PlayStation, well, Engadget said that it did drop 16% compared to last year. Because right now, Sony did ship about 92.2 million PlayStation 5 consoles around the world. But the sales were down over the holiday season compared to last year. And that's in its last earnings report. Well, the company did ship 8 million PS5s in its third quarter. 1.5 million, 16% lower than in the same period last year. The game division still made more profit, though, thanks to the boost in software sales and, they're saying, low yen, or for us, be low dollars. Now, the software sales did well in quarter three, and Sony sold 97.2 million games compared to 95.9 million games from the year before. It boosted digital sales to 76%, up 2% year over year. Sony did say that it also saw a record of 132 monthly active users on the PlayStation Network. New games on the horizon for PlayStation 5 would include Resident Evil Requiem, Avowed, and Marathon, for example. So while the PlayStation 5 sales were down, it did raise the question of when the company's next console was coming, and the PlayStation 4 went 7 years before being released, or before being replaced. And the PlayStation 5 could have a longer life cycle because of the, quote, delay, end quote, of the PlayStation 6. But when that PlayStation 6 does come, does that mean that there will be a price hike on the PlayStation 5 prices? Well, according to GameSpot, they say it's unlikely. Now, they're also saying that Sony isn't answering that question at all. But it did confirm that they have a supply of memory to meet the demand of the PlayStation 5 consoles throughout the year. The Sony CFO, Lin Tao, via This Week in Video Games, did say, quote, "As for securing a supply of memory, we are already in a position to secure the minimum quantity necessary to manage the year-end selling season of fiscal year, October to December 2026. Going forward, we intend to further negotiate various suppliers to secure enough supply and meet the demand of our customers," end quote. Now, that does go back to the report I just gave about the PlayStation 5 sales and how that took a dip. And of course, we know about the RAM and the memory for which AI is really affecting. And while we've heard that the Steam Machine is going to be delayed and the price might be affected, obviously, the Switch 2 price hike did happen, and so did nearly everything else. So the prices right now for the PlayStation may not be affected. But what about some of the video games on PlayStation? Well, the Critics' Choice sale is now live. And right now you can get Forza Horizon 5, NBA 2K26, Madden 26, College Football 26, Expedition 33, Grand Theft Auto 5, Borderlands 4. All of that stuff is on sale. And there's a lot more titles up there under the sale itself. So go check that out. If you have a PlayStation, it's up in the store. Just look for the Critics' Choice. But if you want something for free, if you got a PC, PC Games N says that the Epic Game Store is giving away Botany Manor for this week. So if you want to try out a game from Epic, you can try that out. Or you can try out a t-shirt. The World of Warcraft Steam, or Home Sweet Home t-shirt. Steam? No, Home Sweet Home t-shirt is available. And it does feature the upcoming Midnight expansion. It's not just a t-shirt, but there's also a hoodie out there. And it's up on the Blizzard store. That's the Gear store. Go try it out. Right now, it is $32. But if you think it's worth it, go get it. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.